Making a decision is the quality of a leader. Making a decision, like incision, I'm going to cut away anything that is not related to the outcome of my goal. A decision. Leaders make decisions. They just get to the end of the diving board and they jump in. They don't screw around. Norman was a 2-star general at one point. He was working for a 4-star general at the Pentagon. And this 4-star general was a general. He had the stature of a general. And they were going to have this huge meeting that was going to determine the next 10 years of the entire United States Defense Department. It was a huge decision that had to be made. They had been debating it in the Pentagon for the last 7 years, and nobody came to a decision. And so they said, finally, he called a meeting. Everybody was in the meeting. And they said, by the end of this thing, we're going to reach a decision. So Norman, being the assistant, he gathered up all the research. He got all the reports. They lined on the desk, and it was high. It was super high. His job was to understand it and then brief the general before the meeting. So the meeting arrives. Everybody's in the room. Both sides come in. They file in. Norman's there. The general's there. They close the door. Each side goes back and forth like a ping pong match. It's like a battle. This. And at the end of the 3 hours, like promised, the general stood up and with absolute certainty, he said, this is the way that it is, and that's it. And everybody was like, they're like, what? But it's the Army. So they stood up, they saluted and said, okay. They grabbed their stuff. They filed out of the room. The general filed out of the room. And Norman was like, how did he do that? I know full well he did not understand a word of what was said in that briefing. He knew it. How did he make that decision? And then he started getting bothered by it. He's like, oh my God. And then finally he's like, you know what? I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to go to his office. So he goes to his office and the general opens. He says, yes. And he said, sir, permission to speak frank. And he said, all right, come on in. He says, at ease. And then Norman's like, sir, when we were in that meeting, we went back and forth for like 3 hours. And sir, I know that you didn't understand a word of what was said. So I'm curious, how did you come up with that decision? Weren't you upset that it might have been the wrong decision? And he got kind of tense. He stood up and he said, Norman, I may very well have made the wrong decision. And it doesn't matter, because now it's out in the open. And we have thousands of talented people who will take my wrong decision and turn it into the right decision. We have been going over this decision for the last 7 years. For 7 years, nobody's done anything about it. They've gone back and forth. And if we hadn't made that decision, in a year from now, they would still be in the Pentagon. Now it's out in the open. Norman, a leader, makes decisions. There's a certain point, guys, where planning turns into procrastination, doesn't it? It's an invisible line, and your brain still thinks it's in the planning phase, doesn't it? Before, I would have to study every book, read every video. I would have to speak to every expert on earth, and then I would consider making a decision. When I first started my transformation business, I literally spent 3 years in preparation. 3 long years. And I'm like, well, before I do it, I have to study. I gotta talk to these coaches. I gotta see what these public speakers are doing before I actually do it. I want to be smart, but planning turned into procrastination. I didn't know it. And finally, I hired a coach, and he said, Peter, you just got to do it. One of many coaches. I have one of my coaches here, as a matter of fact. Her name is Franny. Franny, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. I love you. So just, Franny, thank you. Make a decision, but I want to make sure my videos are perfect. Make the worst video in the world and put it out there. At least you're going to plant the seed. You're going to put it in the ground, cover it with dirt, water it, and add nutrients. See, the problem is, guys, is that we plan and we plan and we plan, but the seed is still in our hand. Now, it could be the wrong decision, and it could be a crappy decision, but at least you plant the seed in the ground. Now it has time to germinate. Had I just planted a crappy seed in the ground 3 years previous, my plant would be this high. I finally decided three years later to plant that seed, and then it started growing, and I went, oh my God, I get it. Leaders have this ability to do something that's called ready, fire, aim. Who's ever heard of that before? Yeah, all the achievers. Ready, fire, aim. I love it. It's like taking over the world. But I love it because it's like ready, aim, forever. The sun goes down and goes up for years. I can't hold on to it anymore. And then you fire and it's over there, right? It's not even on the target. Leaders go, oh, you guys need to make a decision? Oh, okay, yeah, where's the gun? Okay, yeah. Okay, let's figure out how we can do that better next time. Anyway, so how's your weekend? You know what I mean? Ready, fire, aim, guys. Ready, fire, aim. Just do the thing. Plant the seed. Just get it done. You have so much genius inside of you. The way the world works, and it's in the Bible, I love it. I was a Catholic for many years, and I'm still Catholic. You never let that go. But there's this bit of wisdom in the Bible, and it says, create and cultivate. Create and cultivate, guys. You first have to create it, then you cultivate. But you can't cultivate unless you create first. Does that make sense? You can't tend to the plant unless you plant the seed. What a lot of people do is they spend a lot of time on fertilizer and water. Just plant it and see it grow. There's going to be winters where branches are going to be broken off. It's just what's happened. Do you ever see, guys, Jesus. I don't know why I said that. I got all. Do you ever see a tree standing completely straight up? That's not manipulated by ropes. No. It has cricks and turns and this and that. Sometimes you see like a big shaved piece off. Like it has scars. It bends and it turns. It has never had a perfect season. You look at the rings of a plant. And are they perfect? No, there's squiggly parts. There's fat parts. There's skinny parts. You're like, fuck. What happened in that moment of the life of that tree, right? There's hardly any squidge at all. It went through a severe drought, and it survived. Those scars give it character. I don't know if I'd want to climb a tree that was straight up. It looked weird. But you got to plant that seed. Be crooked. It's just the way that life is. It's just the phenomenon of life. But you got to start it.